Now, I need to tread very carefully with this audio boo, otherwise it could come across like I'm sucking up to one of my clients, and I couldn't possibly have that. We like them to think that they're useless and scum and that they do what they're told. No, I'm joking, obviously. I've just come across a post by one of my clients, a guy called Matt Curry, on e-consultancy, and it's a brilliant post. It's on e-consultancy.com. If you go over there and search for Glee Commerce, yes, he is incredibly gay. But setting that aside, it's a brilliant article that I really, really enjoyed. What he's talking about, where he talks about it, is a way of improving your job satisfaction. He starts off by talking about the fact that, you know, you become very staid and very conservative as a website owner, and that, you know, you spend too much time going to marketing conferences and wearing a suit and a tie, and not enough time getting some excitement about the e-commerce that you work on. And he raises 10 different ways of rediscovering the joy and the passion in your job. But actually, I actually think he's doing more than that. I think he's highlighting 10 ways to be a better website owner, not just to improve your job, but to really produce a better website at the end. He talks about some great stuff. I'm not going to go through all 10 because there's just too many here, but let me just pick out a couple that really grabbed me. He talked about recognizing that your customers are cool. And when I read that, I thought that really amused me, because his customers are probably the most uncool in the world, because his average audience is over 80, and you don't think of over 80s as cool people. But actually, they're World War II fighter pilots and famed authors, and they've, you know, hung out with royalty, and they've got this amazing history and life behind them. So finding a way to recognize that your customers are cool people is really important. It's really important because your customers will pick up how you feel about them. It's amazing what they can pick up. If they feel like just a commodity that is being used and having money extracted from them, you're not going to get recommendations. You're not going to build up a community of loyal customers. So that was one that particularly excited me. Another one he said was about rebelling a little bit. And he kind of, this kind of runs on with another thing that he said shortly after, is that website owners can live in their own little worlds, in their own little enclaves. Now, that might be in their sector when they're only looking at their competition the whole time, or it might be within their particular area of expertise, say marketing or whatever. And that actually, to be a successful and a good website owner, you need to look further afield. You need to broaden your horizons. I was actually recently wrote an article for web designers along the same line, saying, you know, don't become specialists. Don't just get wrapped up in the kind of things you do day to day, but take a broader view. Maybe go to some conferences that aren't related directly to your job. Maybe look at websites that aren't directly related to your sector. Maybe look for inspiration even beyond the web, in retailing or in charities or in other situations. Broaden your horizons. So that was another good message that came through from Matt's article. And then he goes on and he talks about the need to evangelize. And I think that as website owners, we often underestimate the importance of our role in championing our websites, both internally and externally. We kind of concentrate externally a lot, don't we, about telling our customers and trying to draw them in. But I think there's a need to sell our websites within our organizations as well. I could go on and on. It's a brilliant article. I highly recommend checking it out. You can find it on econsultancy.com. I'm not going to give you the URL because it's really long, but go to econsultancy.com and look for Glee Commerce. He's obviously been watching this new TV show that everybody's getting excited about. So there you go. That is your tip for the day.